Being outside is really restorative. Even science says so. Judy McWilliams has written about her favorite slice of the outdoor world for Life in 500 Words. Here's Judy.
I have several happy places, and they all have one thing in common. They're all outdoors, all in natural environments, favourite camping spots, several throughout Australia, and wonderful walking tracks in beautiful national parks. But there is one special place where, as soon as I pass through those observatory gates, my breath slows, my body relaxes, my mind settles, my ears tune up, and my gaze sharpens and softens. I'm now in the Botanical Gardens, Melbourne. My soul place. I recall the history of my visits here. As a young mother, two kids in tow and one in a big pram, I craved a period of flower gazing as my husband and I sought to stroll. But the kids were off. The lake beckoned. I rushed after the three-year-old. She's bending down to pat the ducks, those cheeky little floaties who knew to come begging for food. Just as I reach her, in she tumbles. She's crying, I'm chastising, husband's grumbling. Another soul-healing space cut short as we bustle back to the car with wet child. Years pass, a few more hasty trips geared to providing respite from the ever-expanding busyness of our life, always accompanied by that thought, oh, why don't I come here more often? And more years pass, retirement looms. I'm well prepared. I have a list of interests I want to investigate further. In my preparation, I joined the local U3A and one enrolment just today, a tour of the Botanical Gardens. It's a beautiful, light summer's day, and about 30 of us meet our volunteer guide and off we go. Now at last I can really focus on my experience here. I learn via small bites of information about the history of these beautiful gardens, about the birds that seem quite abundant in this inner city refuge, and of course about the flowers, plants and trees. It's bliss. So as we come to the end of the tour, I ask the guide, how did you get into this role? And she explains and tells me just to email the volunteer coordinator Jane and express my interest in things. The next week, I do follow up, thinking, oh sure, nothing will come of this. Fortune struck. Jane responded, and I find that an intake for new guides is coming up. The first in 5 years. We're just past COVID lockdowns. So here I am, 2 years later, a garden ambassador and a guide in training. Garden ambassador's job is to meet and greet visitors in the gardens, partly via just wandering around, red jacket and lanyard for an ID, eyes alert, meeting, greeting, passing out maps, to be now rostered and thus committed. It feels wonderful. Today, I've done a shift after check-in at the visitors' centre, and they're always so welcoming there. I pass the Happy Chris Children's Garden and onto the oak lawn where the huge white oak split a couple of years ago, and rather than cut it down, it's been transformed into a lovely recreation area. The old tree is thus honoured. I turn left, down as usual to one of my favourite spots, the always charming perennial garden. Multitudes of flowers are showing their spring finery, and a beautiful old director's house stands grandly behind it, and one can just imagine the ladies in their crinoline dresses strolling these paths. Will I head for Guilfoyle's volcano, that amazing water filtering system containing 5 floating islands, or to the new arid gardens, which houses over 1,000 succulents? Oh, I'm out of time. Life outside the gardens beckons. As I drive away, I know my spirit has been enriched again, and I'm grateful.
Judy McWilliams taking us to her happy place for Life in 500 Words. Thanks to Carrie Dell for sound engineering on that piece.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.